Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On March 13, the Federal Reserve issued a news release. The first sentence reads, "Information received since the Federal Open Market Committee met in January suggests that the economy has been expanding moderately. Supposedly, the unemployment rate has declined notably, household spending has increased, business expenditures for fixed assets have risen, inflation has been subdued, and longer-term inflation expectations have remained stable." However, the third paragraph of this news release contradicts the first sentence. It said, "The committee decided today to keep the target range for the federal funds rate at 0 to 1/4 of 1% and currently anticipates that economic conditions are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels for the federal funds rate through at least 2014. If the economy is expanding at a moderate pace, why do the feds need to keep interest rates close to zero for almost another 3 years or longer? On Tuesday, March 13, the 10-year Treasury debt interest rate closed at 2.1%. By March 19, the rate had jumped to 2.38%, a 13% increase in the interest rate in just 6 days. What does this tell you about future increases in consumer prices? If the second Greek bailout was such a success, why are officials already planning the third Greek bailout? If consumer price increases were so low, why did the British government last Thursday agree with the U.S. government to release strategic oil reserves onto the market? Last Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the consumer price index rose 0.4% in February. The level was 2.9% higher than February 2011. The February 2012 increase represents an annual increase of 5.5%. How can the Fed continue its January claim that consumer prices will only rise by 1.4 to 1.8% in 2012? How can unemployment be falling if the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that there are now 5.5 million fewer job holders than there were 3 weeks before President Obama took office, especially when you consider that the U.S. population has grown by 7.5 million since then? Has the Federal Reserve factored into its projections the increased tax burden in 2012 and 2013 for the new health care law? Doesn't lowering the discretionary income of people have the same effect as increasing consumer prices? How can Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke state that there is no need for inflation of the money supply just a week after the March 6 announcement of the planned infusion of hundreds of billions of dollars into the banking system? Mr. Bernanke, will you please answer any of these questions? That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.